Blog Talk Radio. Bless your name. Bless your name, Father. Bless your name. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we come to say thank you. Thank you for this Passover season. Father God, we want to say thank you. We want to say thank you that Jesus came. We want to say thank you, Father God, that he was born through the Immaculate Conception. We want to say thank you, Father, for 33 and a half years. We want to say thank you, Father God, for especially the last 3.5 years. We want to say thank you that Jesus gave us life. Thank you, Father, that Jesus died. Thank you that Jesus buried. And thank you that Jesus rose again. Thank you that Jesus lives. And thank you, Father God, that by faith we have received him, Father, in our hearts as Lord and Savior. We say thank you that Jesus Christ is Lord. We decree it and we declare it. And we thank you for it. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We bless be the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Amen. We bless be the name of the Lord. I'd like to say good morning to all of our listening audience this morning. And we greet you here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. We want to thank God, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. For our services yesterday all over the world, and especially here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. An awesome, awesome service. Amen. We're still high. Amen. On the seven last saints of Christ. Amen, beloved. Jesus, amen, actually did say those seven last things, those seven last words, amen. And we want to, amen, just thank God, amen, for being able to commemorate that moment in history, beloved, amen. And just want to come to you this morning, amen, glory be to God. Just want to come to you on this Sabbath day. Truly, I was contemplating if I was even coming today. Glory be, I was contemplating if I was coming, but the Lord told me to come. I'm glad that I did press my way. I'm glad I did press my way. Amen. Glory be to God. Because, beloved, Jesus died. And the reason we're not going to say too much today is because Jesus died. And the day after Jesus' death, it was quiet. It was the Sabbath. Amen. And everything was quiet. His disciples were sad. His mother was sad. His friends were sad. Because Jesus died. The Bible tells us, beloved, Father God, we say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen. And I promise you Holy Communion. So we're gonna partake in Holy Communion. The Bible tells us, beloved, in 2 John chapter 19, verse 38. 2 John 19, 38. And after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave him leave. He came, therefore, and took the body of Jesus. And there came also Nicodemus. Everybody remember Nicodemus, which at the first came to Jesus by night and brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pound weight. Then took they the body of Jesus and wound it in linen clothes with the spices, as the manner of the Jews is to bury. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Beloved, we read this scripture and it tells us that Jesus died. Jesus stopped breathing. The physical body was graveyard dead. And Jesus died, beloved, on that cross when he declared it was finished. And then he commended his spirit into the Father's hands for safekeeping. Then the Bible tells us, beloved, that a high-ranking member of the Sanhedrin, who was a secret follower of Jesus. He had a lot of secret followers of Jesus back then, beloved, because of fear of the Jews. They knew that the Jews would take them out, so they followed Jesus secretly. It's like you got a lot of secret followers of Jesus today. And the Bible tells us, beloved, amen. In Mark 15:42, it says, and now when the evening was come, because it was the preparation, that is the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, an honorable counselor, which also waited for the kingdom of God, came and went in boldly unto Pilate and craved the body of Jesus. Jesus is dead. Then we have this Joseph, beloved, who was an honorable counselor, meaning, beloved, he had a good reputation. He had a good outward appearance. Glory be to God. He was a man in good standing in the society. He was a prominent man. He was very influential, and he was very, very wealthy. Glory be to God. He was a member of the Sanhedrin, and he went to Pilate and asked, could he have the body of Jesus? He wanted to take Jesus away. He didn't want to leave Jesus on the cross. Glory be to God. The Bible tells us that this Joseph, beloved, also waited for the kingdom of God. So it describes, amen, that he had hope, or he had expectation of God. He waited for the kingdom of God, beloved. So the Bible is telling us, beloved, that this did not refer to a nothing or a hang around a type of person, see what's going to happen next. But beloved, this kind of waiting meant that Joseph was earnestly looking, and he was anticipating the kingdom. He was inwardly ready to take it, to receive it, and to embrace it without any reservation or hesitation. He waited, beloved. And the Bible tells us he boldly went to Pilate. Boldly went to Pilate. Glory be to God. Even though he never announced, nobody ever even knew that he was a follower of Jesus, amen, until this time, because he was following Jesus secretly. The Bible tells us, beloved, that he craved for the body of Jesus, adamant in requesting and demanding it. Amen. He pleaded with Pilate, can I have the body of Jesus? And Pilate consented, beloved, for this to happen. Glory be to God. And it did. Glory be to God. He was a very, very, very wealthy man. Very wealthy man. Matter of fact, that it says here, beloved, in St. John 19:41, it says, now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden. And in the garden, a new sepulchre, wherein was never man yet laid. There laid they Jesus, therefore, because of the Jews' preparation day. For the sepulchre was nigh at hand. So Joseph, amen, that went to Pilate for the body of Jesus, amen, he had his grave ready. You know how you can go and to the funeral pile and take care of your pre-needs, and you already got your funeral a plot already picked out, your casket, everything. So when your time comes, your family don't have to do anything. All the business is already handled. Oh, glory be to God. You don't find too much of that nowadays. Amen. Because people don't want to think about dying. Like that's going to prevent it from happening. Glory be to God. But here, beloved, we read in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, they all record that Joseph, this wealthy man, and the tomb belonged to him. Glory be to God. And they all confirm how wealthy he was. The man was loaded. Glory be to God. It also tells us that the sepulchre was hewn, H-E-W-N, beloved. That means, amen, it was a special tomb. It just wasn't no ordinary grave. Nowadays, they go to the cemetery and throw people in the hole, no liner. Amen, no the $2 casket. Or they can just bury like the Muslims and wrap them up in a sheet. They don't even care. They say you're already dead. What difference it makes? Glory be to God. But this was a special tomb, beloved. It was a highly developed tomb. It was a refined tomb. Glory, it was a splendid tomb, and it was an expensive tomb. And this here, beloved, this burial for Jesus, because Jesus is dead now. Jesus is dead. I'm telling y'all, Jesus is dead. You're looking for Jesus. You ain't going to find Jesus. Jesus is dead. Jesus said it was finished, and he gave up the ghost. Jesus ain't around. You go back some 2,000 years ago, you go back to the cross, and you look, and Jesus died. This is why the Bible tells us in Isaiah 53:9, beloved, he prophesied that the Messiah will be buried in a rich man's tomb. Isn't that something? And here come the richest man in the land, amen, and goes to Pilate and say, can I have his body? I want to give him, amen, my burying spot. And the Bible says, beloved, that Jesus was laid. In John 19:42, it says, there laid they Jesus. Jesus was dead. He didn't fall into no daze. No, Jesus died. And the Bible tells us that the women were there, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, they was there. When you can read it in Mark 15:47, and it says they beheld where he was laid. They inspected the body of Jesus, beloved. They made the spices. They made the ointments for burial. They was there inspecting the tomb. The Bible says not only that, it says gazing at Jesus. Glory be to God. You read that in Luke 23:55. It tells us that after Jesus' body was placed in the tomb, the woman who came with him from Galilee beheld the sepulchre
and how his body was laid. They beheld the sepulcher. Y'all know when people go to funerals, they sitting there staring at the people for a good 30 minutes, 1 hour, in shock. Number one, they in shock, they dead. Glory be to God, and they just looking. I went to one funeral where the husband had killed the wife, this murdered the wife. Glory be to God. And the children was the one son just took a seat and sat right by the casket to while the whole funeral was taking place, staring in his mother's face. Just staring in his mother's face for over an hour. Nobody touched him. Glory be to God. Just gazing upon his mother. This is what Mary was doing. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Jesus. The Bible tells us right here. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. They beheld him in the sepulcher. They just sitting there staring like, is Jesus really dead? He's dead. Glory. They didn't run in and run out. They didn't run in and run out. So if Jesus didn't die, beloved, believe me, these women would have known because they was there long enough just gazing at him. Just gazing. Probably heartbroken. Couldn't believe it. Glory be to God. But the Bible says that they was there gazing upon the dead body of Jesus. And not only that, they wanted to make sure that Jesus was honorably laid in place. Glory be to God. Beloved, after the dead body of Jesus was deposited into the tomb, glory be to God, and the women there checking everything out, making everything was in order, glory be to God, to make sure that his body was treated with the greatest of love and to make sure his dead body was treated with the greatest of attention. And then after that was done, the Bible tells us, beloved, in Mark 27:60, glory be to God, after everything was done correctly, everything was in order, glory be to God. Hallelujah. They was giving Jesus a 5-star burial. Bible tells us in Mark 27:60 that they rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulcher and departed. They went home, but it was quiet. That's why I say, I'm here today. I'm here in Jesus' name. I ain't complaining. I showed up. I just showed up this morning, glory be to God, to let you know. Because Pastor Bradford going to bed, okay? That's where I'm going. We won't take Holy Communion. I'm going to bed and say, Jesus died. He dead. He's been quiet. The Sabbath. The Bible says here, glory be to God, Joseph saw that everything was ordered, in order. They put Jesus in the tomb, and they put the stone there, glory be to God, to secure the burial site, to make the burial site a permanent, glory be to God, and he went home. Ain't no sense in sitting around here in the graveyard crying. Jesus dead. Then the chief priests and the Pharisees came to make sure that everything was secure. They remembered they was calling Jesus dead. They calling Jesus a deceiver. They went to Pilate and reminded Pilate how the word was out that Jesus was going to resurrect on the third day, and they wanted to secure the tomb. Glory be to God. So they wanted to make sure, amen, that the sepulcher was secure. Glory be to God, to make sure that his disciples didn't come in and steal the body of Jesus, which our Muslim brothers and sisters, they believe that today. They say somebody came and stole Jesus' body. Now, that's another story for another time. Glory be to God. They said somebody came in. They said, well, let's make sure that this don't happen. So they secured the door. You ever seen anybody that ever got thrown out of their house or something happened in their house, maybe some type of tragedy or something, and it becomes a crime scene or people are not allowed to go in and out after they evict you? They put that big sign on the door. I saw one of my neighbors with them big eviction signs on their door. Glory be to God. And it took me back, amen, some 12, 15 years ago when me and my daughters was in a rough place. Glory be to God. And what that means is can't nobody enter that house. When they put that big sign on that door, when then the sheriff put that sign on that door, you can't go in. If there's a crime scene, they put that yellow tape or whatever, you can't go in. They secure that residence. Beloved, they secure Jesus' burial place. Could nobody go in? Could nobody go in? They wanted to make sure. But he was already dead. Already dead. The official seal, they put the official seal of the governor of Rome on Jesus' burial place. Can't nobody go in and can't nobody go out. Beloved, everybody saw Jesus die. There was a mob of people there. The critics was there. His mother was there. His disciple was there. We don't know where his natural brothers was. That's another subject for another time. Isn't it amazing? Jesus' own brother. I think Sister Hattie preached on that yesterday. Isn't it amazing? Jesus' own brother. Isn't it amazing that Jesus' own brothers didn't get saved, didn't believe in him till afterwards? Beloved, you see why we have to stay encouraged when your family don't support you? Jesus' own cotton-picking brothers. Don't get discouraged when you're having events and having things and your family don't show up. Don't be upset because your family not supporting you the way you need to be supported or would like to be supported. Don't be upset when your family not happy for you. A prophet is without honor in his own country. Even Jesus himself. All them folks that was there, his brothers weren't there. That's another subject for another time. So, beloved, in our close, after the crucifixion and everything's quiet, the veil of the temple has been rent from the top to the bottom. Glory be to God, the seven last sayings, the betrayal is already taking place. Glory be to God, hallelujah, and Jesus is dead. Joseph of Arimathea has already carefully laid him inside the tomb. Nicodemus provided the embalming solutions. Nicodemus assisted in embalming Jesus, and he helped Joseph lay him in his place of the tomb. Jesus dead. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Jose, lovingly examined Jesus' body and carefully contemplated every aspect of the burial site to ensure everything was done properly and respectfully. Jesus dead, y'all. The Roman officers ordered the stone rolled back. Then they went into the tomb to examine the body of Jesus to verify that it was indeed Jesus and not an imposter, and that Jesus was really dead. They went in there, took his pulse, did whatever, you know what I mean, they did just to confirm that the man was dead. Beloved, Jesus was dead. The Bible tells us that the chief priests and elders entered the tomb with Rome's official officers so they could look upon Jesus' dead body and put an end to their worries that he had somehow survived. Jesus is dead. The Roman guards checked the contents of the tomb. because they wanted to know for sure that a body was there. They didn't want to be guarding an empty tomb that would later be used as a claim of resurrection, while they got blamed for the disappearance of Jesus' body. Jesus dead, y'all. And after all of these inspections were completed, Rome's official officers ordered the stone rolled back in its place. They put the stone over the grave. The burial's done, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Y'all know how it is when you go to the funeral. Hallelujah. The minister come, the officiating minister, they say the last words. Anybody want to say word, they let the dove fly around. Everybody walk around the casket and put their little flower on the casket. And some people act like they about to jump in the hole. And you know, they go through all that emotional stuff. All right, but when it's all said and done, the minister says, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. And they lower that casket in the ground because the person is dead. We know you're sad. We know you're hurting. Go home now. Beloved, today is the Sabbath day, the day after the death of Jesus, and Jesus is dead. And so what the Roman officers did is they ordered the stone back in its place. They made their inspection. Everybody was satisfied. It wasn't a host. That was truly the dead body of Jesus in there. He's dead. Okay. Put the stone in place. And not only put the stone in place, beloved, they ordered the chief priests, the elders, and the Roman guards to watch it. Y'all stay right here. Now, can you imagine guarding a dead body? Guarding a dead body? You got troops all at the cemetery. What y'all doing up here? Oh, we guarding the dead bodies. They ordered them to watch the dead, but to guard the site, to secure the site of dead Jesus. And they shut it with the seal of the governor of Rome. Beloved, my message today is Jesus dead. Jesus died. Jesus not dead, but Jesus died. Calvary, Jesus died. And everybody knows it. And everybody knows it. Beloved, it's the day before the resurrection. Everything's quiet. The devil thought he had him. The devil thought he defeated Jesus. Because Jesus is dead. Glory be to God. Everybody's weeping. Everybody's quiet. Beloved, amen today. Glory, I don't know about you, but I'm going to do just like Joseph did, the rich man. When he saw that Jesus was dead, he went home. He went home. I don't know what you plan on doing today, but I'm going to tell you what Pastor Bradford doing. Amen. I'm heading straight to my bedroom, and I'm going to bed. If you call me, you're going to get my voicemail. There is no warfare training today because I didn't get a chance to schedule nobody else to do it, and it's too late, and so we'll reschedule it. Beloved, amen. Jesus is dead. Jesus died on Calvary. We just heard Mahalia Jackson sing, Calvary, Lord. We just going to pause. We ain't ending the message here. We going to pause the message here. We going to pick it up tomorrow. We not ending the message. We going to pause the message here for station break. Calvary, Lord. Calvary, Lord, as you pick up your Holy Communion on this morning. Calvary, Lord. Calvary, Lord. Calvary, Lord. Surely he died on Calvary. Jesus died, saints, at the day after the crucifixion and the day before the resurrection. And Jesus died. Father God, we say thank you. We say thank you. Father God, we have mixed emotions. As one part of us, we are so sad that Jesus died, but we ain't never been so happy. We ain't never been so happy to hear somebody die. What a celebration of death. And Jesus actually died, Father. It's not a fantasy. It's not a lie. Father God, it's hard for us to grasp the reality of it, the truth of it, but sure enough, he died. And we say thank you for his death. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, as we take the Holy Communion, amen, as we, hallelujah, take the bread this morning, amen, glory be to God. We thank God, amen, for the body. The bread represents the body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, which was broken for us, beloved. His body was broken. His body was broken. Pastor Charles touched on it yesterday. I touched on it. Beloved, when you do your history, I can't even research all of it at one time. I got to take it in bits and pieces. When you actually visualize a description of how Jesus' body was actually broken and bruised, humiliating for you and for me. And this matzah that represents the body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, which is broken for us. And Lord, we want to say thank you. Thank you, Father, that you loved us so much. That you gave us Jesus, and Jesus loved us so much that he gave his life and willingly surrendered his life, Father, to be bruised, that we might have eternal life by faith in you. Bless this matzah, bless this, whatever we're eating, Father, bread, potato chips, whatever we're eating, representing is symbolic of the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which was broken for us, in Jesus' name. Saints, let us partake of the body. Thank you, Father. Let us take the cup of blessings, beloved. Father, we thank you for this cup, which represents the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, which is shed for us. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. That sin-free blood, that poverty-free blood, that disease-free blood. We say thank you for the blood. Now, Father God, we ask that you would bless, hallelujah, our partaking this morning. Bless us as we partake. Bless the partaking and bless us as we partake in remembrance of the blood that was shed for us. Let us drink, beloved. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we say thank you for Holy Communion. God, you said as often as we do this in remembrance. And we say thank you. Thank you for this Holy Week. We've been all through the week, Father God. We walked into footsteps. It's the day before the resurrection and everything was quiet. Wasn't much going on that day. Help us to rest in you today, God. Help us to rest in you. And we say thank you. Say thank you as we look forward to tomorrow. As we look forward to tomorrow, Father God, on earth or in heaven, as we look forward to tomorrow. As we celebrate what happened. The next day. Father God, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We ask that you would order our steps today, Father God, and help us not to lean to our own understanding. We cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow, and premature death. Father God, we pray that a spirit, Father God, a reflection will rest upon all your people, that all your people everywhere, and even those who are not your people, will become your people, Father God, as we remember actually what happened those 2,000 years ago, that Jesus really did die. He really did die. Help us to remember, Father God, the price that was paid for our redemption. And we say thank you. And we say thank you that we live today because Jesus died on Calvary. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present your faults before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, your majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. And the church said, amen, amen, amen. And the church said, amen again. Amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. Jesus Christ is Lord. Everybody have a most holy Sabbath. If there was ever Sabbath, the Bible says, don't judge no man's Sabbath. If there was ever Sabbath, today is it. Because Jesus died and everything was quiet. Why don't you quiet your spirit today? Amen. And reflect, amen, on our services coming up on tomorrow. Amen. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for allowing me to serve you this week. Pray for Pastor. I'm tired. Pray for me. He died. Oh. Bless the Lord, saints. Amen. Jesus died. Amen. Jesus died. Amen. Pastor Bradford, amen. Signing out. Love you. Good day. Blessings.